Heat, the story of the summer. Everywhere but here. But if you believe the forecast, we might also be hot here by early next week. Not killer hot. Push in 30°C though. Hot enough when it's not that many days since you slipped on a fleece. Abruptly hotter. No time to acclimate. People around the Northern Hemisphere have been dying of heat. More than 1,300 people at the Hajj, marching to and around the Kaaba in Saudi Arabia died, putting the grim in pilgrim. The Saudi health minister said 83% of them were unauthorized pilgrims. Average temps pushed 49°C. The Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. More than 1.8 million Muslims were there this year. I'm not sure how many of them were unauthorized. I'm not sure what difference that makes. It's not like it's a ticketed event. It's a matter of faith. Not sure what that says. But I'm pretty sure it won't get that warm in Whistler. It'll seem hot to us, though. And how you react to and prepare for hot weather means the difference between being comfortable and blowing the budget on an air conditioner you likely don't need. A recent column in the Globe and Mail suggested air conditioning is a necessity. Not a luxury. Maybe in sultry Toronto, although I managed to sweat my way through 9 summers there without more than common sense and overhead fans. But certainly not in Whistler. Growing up in the desert in the southwest US, air conditioning was still a rarity. Movie theaters had air conditioning. And popcorn. Great places to be on hot days. But most people had common sense and not enough money for air conditioning. Enough money for window coverings and refrigerators that made ice, though. So windows stayed closed during the day, behind curtains. Stayed open at night and early morning when things were cooler. While closed windows and closed curtains seem counterintuitive, they work. Especially those that face the sun. Your rooms stay cooler. With cold air rolling down from the mountains here, everything will cool down nicely in the evening, all night and early in the morning. Try it. Cheaper than an air conditioner. If you've got an extra $60 or so and windows that face the sun, buy some UV blocking window film. Works even better along with closed windows and curtains. Still cheaper than air conditioning. Even if you spend an extra $30 on a fan. Make sun tea. Put ice in it. Drink a lot. That works too. Really cheap. If where you live is still too hot or you just want to get out, here are more cool ideas. Go jump in a lake. Lots of lakes in Whistler. Alta is chilly, warm, and wonderful. If you like your lakes crowded, jump from one of the parks and rub shoulders with the rest of the fun seekers. Better still, rent a canoe, paddle to a secluded spot, and have your own private fun. If you believe plunging into cold water is even better, Green Lake is cold enough to, well, it's just cold. If you're one of those people who feel they have to suffer before they've earned their pleasure, hike or ride up to one of the other lakes, Rainbow, Loggers, Jane, Jake, take your pick, there's lots, for a long swim and probably secluded sunbathing. Speaking of which, you can still blend enjoying heat, getting cool and being naked at the right dock at Lost Lake. It's not hard to figure out which one if you keep your eyes open. But once there, don't stare. Very uncool. Lakes not your thing? A bit too much nature? Worried about what you can't see below the surface? Crash a pool. There are lots of pools in Whistler. The easy ones to crash are attached to things that look like hotels. They're probably condos, but they look like hotels. Recon the place first. Watch others headed for the pool. Their pools are usually pretty easy to get to, especially if you're wearing a bathing suit, carrying a white towel and act like you belong there. Bring a book. Use a credit card or something that looks like a room key as a bookmark. Adopt an attitude. You can pull this off. If you prefer to stay dry, okay, dryish, and get cool, get up to the top of Whistler or Blackcomb and have a snowball fight. Bury yourself in snow, till your lips turn blue and you can only sing O Canada in a falsetto voice. Take something smooth with you and slide down the snow. Be a kid. A cool kid. Work a frontline job? Be a champ and organize a fam tour to go whitewater rafting. Easier than you might think. And the rivers they're rafting were snow not that long ago. There's a chance you may fall out of the raft into the cold water. Especially if you want to Health Canada urges adults and especially children, of all ages, to eat your minimum daily allowance of ice cream during hot summer days. It ain't free, but it's cheaper than cold beer and won't make you blow over the limit. If you're one of those folks who actually counts calories during the summer, eat it standing up. You won't gain weight that way. I read it on the internet. Even if you feel the need to go for long, sweaty bike rides, run marathon distances, or bake your way through 18 holes of golf, slow down afterwards. Relax and enjoy something tall and cold in a shady place. Whistler is endowed with a multitude of patios, festooned with brightly colored umbrellas, crackerjack servers, and a variety of cold beverages. All of them will cool you down. Some of them will make you silly. You can practice another language. Otra cerveza por favor, une otra bière, s'il vous plaît. Noch ein Bier, bitte. Sche odna pivo, bud, laska. Dar allows, presau. If all else fails, simply wait for the sunset. If you're hard to please, stubborn, pig-headed, and none of these ideas appeal to you, just grump around until the sun goes down. The air cools off quickly, thank you what's left of the glaciers above us, and sooner or later we all can get a good night's sleep. As you doze off, remember the many people in Toronto and Winnipeg who are trying to sleep in a pool of their own sweat these nights. Be glad you're here.